It's the 31st of May, and tomorrow is Derby Day, and I'm here talking to Will Hyde, who has a reason for being very excited about that.
Absolutely. It's 40 years ago since my dad won the Derby, and we're all gathering, the Hyde clan is gathering at Epsom tomorrow to relive some memories.
And so where was your dad based when he won?
Up in Yorkshire, where they still are now, up in Malton in Yorkshire.
And what can you remember of when you... Can you remember him being a jockey?
Absolutely, I can remember him being a jockey, but I can really remember the day as well, because I was at school and the headmistress burst into the class saying, he's won.
So you didn't see it?
No, I was at school. I was very young. So I remember that, yes, the headmistress burst in and said, he's won, and everyone cheered, at least I like to think they did. And then when we got home, we made a banner, and he drove back from Epsom to Yorkshire that evening and came home to this banner, and we were all incredibly proud, as we still are, because it was the highlight of his career.
But so presumably back then you couldn't see a replay or anything. When did you actually see him visually winning the race? Because it's on YouTube, isn't it?
It is on YouTube. I think they sent a tape. We still have it on VHS or Super 8 or whatever it was back then.
And what was the horse called?
Morstan.
And the year was?
1973.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because for a start it was the horse number was number 13, and Dad is incredibly superstitious and thought he had no chance. Also, he'd never seen the horse before he got on the paddock. Got in the paddock, and then, you know, it came from the back and won. Everyone was very surprised, and I think I'm right in saying it never actually ran again because it had a busted leg.
Well, after he rode it?
Several weeks later it broke its leg or hurt its leg, it wasn't put down.
And so what are your memories of him? Did he have to diet the whole time, for example?
Yeah, it was really, really strict. I mean, I used to get really upset with people at school who said that, oh, it's such an easy job, you just get on a horse, because Dad was incredibly disciplined about what he ate. And he would go in the sauna that they had at home to sweat it all off, but also he would wear a plastic suit and he would put elastic bands around. He'd wear a plastic suit in the car to drive to the races and have the heat turned up full to lose a few extra pounds on the way there.
So like his own personal sauna?
His own personal sauna, exactly, yeah.
And did he really watch what he ate?
Oh yeah, he had to. As far as I can remember, his breakfast was just an egg beat into milk for breakfast, whisked up, nothing for lunch, and then a steak and dried potatoes for dinner, which he had a triple heart bypass a few years back. So, you know, don't eat too much steak, kids.
So just tell me this, tomorrow, the whole family and your dad?
Yeah, we'll all be there.
And where will you be watching the race?
We're going to Epsom.
But what part of the course, do you know?
Oh, I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope it's great. And say congratulations to your dad.
Thank you very much.